on 1st of August 1938 when we came, we didn't go to Mehrabad because Mehrabad was under construction. You remember, you must have noticed the tower there that says August 1938 at Mehrabad. It did get completed in August, but it was not on the 1st of August. We were called on 1st of August 1938. Yeah, so we spent a month here, you see. There's a bungalow in between Mehrazad and Mehrabad. There is that bungalow called the irrigation bungalow. Now it's called the rest house. A huge property, you see. So behind that, Baba and we all lived. Sarosh and Adi and Adi's brother and father and all that. It's a government bungalow meant for first-class gazetted officers, you see, to stay in. Office bungalow, yes, it is. Still now there is an office. Yeah. So we were staying there. We never went to our... Mother never went to her ancestral home, you see, her parents' place. We went to Baba and we were meant to stay there. So then when the place was ready to receive the people there, Baba then took us there to Mehrabad with him. And the women, that means my two sisters and mother, stayed with the women up the hill, and my father and myself and Mehrwan, my youngest my brother, we stayed down the hill, you know, in that room where it is now, that cabin which has the cross and the crescent and all that.
Yeah.
That was given to us first. Yeah. So we stayed in that room. Three of us stayed in that room. And that room was used as a meeting place when in the morning we had to roll up everything, you see, and clear, make it tidy, and Baba would come and sit there. So that's how we stayed there. Then my father was told to go back to Nagpur. And he was told not to resign, then he was told to take long leave, preparatory to retirement, premature retirement. There were two more years, you see, for him to retire. So then my father was sent back by Baba, says, no, you should continue. Now that you have come to me, I order you now. You will be working for me now. So go back and resume your service. And poor fellow, you see, the old man, having lost the whole estate, he had to find a little cottage and stay there. And then I was sent back to find a cottage for him and house him there. And then to make him stay there, he stayed there all alone for a long period. He joined service, he resumed his services there. And, he did his job there. And then when he retired, he came to Baba. And we were in Bangalore when he retired. He came to Baba and then he served and he was there. And then how is it that my mother is now in Pune? You might ask that, isn't it? So it's not only Pune. You see, you have no idea. It's so simple when people say that, well, the God-man has told a certain family, leave all and follow me. It's so simple. It is simple, there's no doubt, provided you don't put the question why and what. And therefore, this life has become so simple because we never put that question why and what, wherefore. So when we came to him, then it so happened that he took us on, my father was sent back to Nagpur for 2 years. Baba started this blue bus trip, you see, in 1938-39. And we went on a tour. I was driving this blue bus. Elizabeth drove, Donkin drove and all that. Donkin came in 1939, by the way, later on. So, well, I was in charge of it. So 1 year we roamed about in this. There, Baba said, what you should do is, when we went to Jabalpur, Baba said, what you do now, tell my mother and my sisters and my brother. My father was housed in Nagpur. My mother and my sisters were dropped at Baba Lover's place. He says, you stay here and see that Mehrwan gets education. He is put in a school. He was in a school, schooling was disrupted, he was put in another school. So my mother and my sisters now have to establish another house. and they are made to stay there, and my brother gets an education there, in Jabalpur. And I come with Baba now. I am with Baba all alone. I roam about with Baba, wander about with Baba. And my father writes to me, says, I am all alone here. And then he writes, and my mother comforts my father, saying that you are not all alone, we are just doing what Baba wants us to do. And then I pacify and comfort both of them, saying that, well, it's all that. And then again my mother and my brother and sister again are taken by Baba, you see. And again we go out on a tour, you see, and on a long tour. And Baba calls them to Mehrabad, and then again on a tour. And my father comes during holidays. And then we tour, and then we go to Dehradun, you see, North India. And then Baba tells us, that is my mother and us means the family, so that this is a good place for Mehrwan to have education. So I find a house there in Dehradun, you see, and get established there, you see, there. And then he studies there in the school there for some months. He says, no, I think it is better that you all again wind up the house, you see, and come to me with Mehrabad. So we go again to Mehrabad, you see. And then again Baba wants to go out, so we all again go out. And then eventually it so happens that Baba says now he's going to establish his center in Bangalore. You know, you have heard of that Universal Spiritual Center? A huge property was bought and selected by Norina and Nadine and all that. And so my father retires, and it's a long story. It's a huge property, 500 acres, you see. So that's another chapter in Baba's life, you see, in ministry. That Universal Spiritual Center. So, you ask Adi in Adi's office, you see, he has got so many sketches of the whole process, you see, of the whole thing. Well, so, we went to Bangalore. Baba says, now we are winding up all from Mehrabad and we go to Bangalore. So we go to Bangalore. In the process, it's now time for my father to retire, so my father is given charge, you see, of the construction work of the center, along with other engineer Baba lover. Narnavas and Nariman's uncle. Arnavas's father was an engineer, civil engineer, by the way. There was another civil engineer, a Baba disciple, by name Kale Mama. And my father was an mechanical and electrical engineer. So all this put together, you see, they were given the different charges and all that. And the whole of Bangalore was invited for the, what do you call that? The foundation ceremony and all that. You see, oh, it's a big affair, you see. And then after that work started, and we stayed, Baba and the women stayed in the bungalow called the Lynx, and we stayed in Four Palace bungalow and all that. And Baba established that little mast ashram there in the Lynx itself, you see. And I don't know whether you remember the story I told you about my prestige. How we were staying in the Lynx, a very posh locality, you see. And I was in charge of the mast ashram, so in the beginning I had to drive Baba in car, a good car. Elizabeth's car was there, the Ford new car and all that. So sometimes I would be always with Baba, you see. My mother and my sisters and all were with Baba at the time. My father was also with Baba. Everything was happy and rosy now. And I used to drive the car, drive Baba and all that to and fro. And there, in front of us, we were staying on Palace Road, you see, near the palace of Maharaja of Mysore. It belonged to the brother of the Maharaja of Mysore, that bungalow. So as soon as we get out of the, opposite us was a huge place, bungalow, of a chromium mine magnate. You know, chromium mines are there, and a very wealthy person. So he had two guards on one gate, two guards on either post, you see, guarding the whole property with gun and all. So they would at once come, get up and salute me, you see, as soon as I get out in car or drive Baba in or alone or anything like that. So, well, I felt very happy about it and proud that, well, my status is still maintained, although I have left the world, you see. So this came into my mind one day. And then soon after that, Baba established the mast ashram in Bangalore. Wayfarers is full of our tours, you see, and filling in the mast ashram, going south, bringing Chetty Baba and Fulwala and all that. The high type of musts were brought there, you see, our tours in the south. So one day when I was in charge of the place, you see, Baba told me that now there are lots of inmates and latrine cans. The old type, you see, we had to draw out the dishes, so to say, and empty them and put them back when the dishes are full. So what happened? Baba one day told me that there are so many inmates and these boxes are not enough, you see. You should immediately get some more, a couple of them more, you see. I said, it will take some time. I said, no time, no question now. You go and get it. What I thought immediately was, immediately means immediately now. My mother had taught me all those things and I was just a newcomer, you see. And I said, well, we must obey the master. So I jumped the wall of that building, you see, and then I crossed the road and ran into Four Palace Road. It took only 2 minutes for me to do that, instead of my going all the way in a car and all that. Why should I take the car? And I went to our quarters, servants' quarters there. They had surplus tins, you see. They were all dripping with shit, you see. I drew them both together and brought them. As soon as I went inside the compound, the man got up and saluted me, you see. Although I was on foot, the guards. When I came out of the compound with the two dripping tins of shit, you see, like that. So they wanted to get up, but when they saw it, they just sat down and looked at each other. I could notice that, you see. I said, that's the thing, you see. What makes you get up? Not the man. Nothing of the sort, you see. When you see this, the man is no more there, you see. So, you see how... What's all this, you see? It's just a farce, that's what I felt. That was the first lesson I got, you see. So I didn't mind that. I just ran the distance, ran across the road, jumped over the wall, and there, the two tins are there. Baba was so happy. How did you manage it? He asked me. I said, well, I went there and jumped over the wall and got it. You wanted it immediately, it's there. So that's how we had to serve Baba, you see, like that. And it went on and on and on. Then Baba said, now it's time that Baba wanted to leave Bangalore, you see, and go away from there. So what about the mere spiritual center and all that? It so happened the war got declared, you see, the First World War, and the military acquired the whole area. Military pounced upon the area, you see, because it was there, it was near a big lake and all that, and they gave us a handsome rent for it, compensation was there. And Baba said, all right, now we can't go against the military, it was wartime. So what happened was that was a good excuse for Baba to leave Bangalore, and we got back to Mehrabad again. So before leaving, Baba said, why not select a place over here for Mehrwan and others, you see? And then in the meantime, Baidul's daughter came. She also, Baidul brought his family from Iran then. So his daughter was also to be put in school and all this. So Mehrwan, Sarwar, and Mehru's sister was now ripe for change in school and all that. Mehru has another sister. She's a doctor now, she's in Africa. Baidul's daughter is now married to a very well-known person in Bombay. She's there. So what happened is that all of the three children will go to school, and my mother can look after them, and my sisters are there. So why not have a house? So Baba and I went out in search of... Baba, the godman, goes out in Bangalore in search of a house where he can house my family. So we go out and find a good place there. Baba liked it, and there is the opening ceremony and all that, and Baba put them there, and then we left again. You see, leaving all and following him means so many things. Now you have asked me this question, then the whole life comes in. So then we go. I again go to Baba, to Mehrabad. Then Baba tells me to bring all the musts from there. So we reserve compartments and bring the musts there to Mehrabad. The whole complement is going there now to Mehrabad. On the hill where Kekobad lives now, you have seen the Kekobad quarters. Formerly it was a maternity hospital there, you see, and there are little structures, temples, they are all demolished. So this place now, where Kekobad lives as it is, was converted into the must quarters for the high must, like Chetty Baba, Fulwala, from Calcutta, Karim Baba and all that. And from Hussain, there was that dancing must, you see, all the time you would dance. I forget the names also. So I became the man in charge of this place now. And I continued, my mother and my sisters are there. And my father is in Bangalore trying to wind up the whole thing, you see. Now he has to sell the property to the people, you see. We make into plots and sell the whole property. And many things happened like that. And then we continued. Then it so happened that the war broke out and war flared up. And Adi's office was also in Bangalore. Adi didn't want to come back. Adi said, now what's the sense of coming back? Meher Baba's journal is being run, it's being published from there, we have given the addresses and it's going on. You know that Meher Baba journal was, it was, yeah. So Adi said, no, he had his office at, which place is that? It's called some place. So he had his office. So, well, Adi, Baba said, all right, you stay here and Gai Mai means my mother's children will be here also. So they continued to stay there. But war broke out and it so happened that Japan started bombarding the coasts, the southern coasts, you see, of India. So Adi said that now they were coming closer and closer to India. So he sent a wire. We were, my mother and my brother and sisters, they were happy because they didn't care where they stayed, provided they were under Baba's orders, that's all. So in reply, Baba sent a cable saying that, come immediately, return to Mehrabad. So again, I was sent back for dismantling the whole show, you see. It's just like changing the scenes, you see, of the in the drama. So I went there and wound up the whole show, you see, and arranged to bring them back. That's how we break.